Hey there, Internet. This is Greg Clunas, and you are listening to, I believe, episode 129 or 130 of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. There's not going to be sort of my regular intro today. There's not going to be music, so forgive me. I wanted to talk about something really quickly, something that I don't think many people share, and for good reason. You know, it's very difficult to put yourself out there, especially in the way that I'm about to. But given the topic of this show, given the point of this show, I think it's important to share this side of things as well. I think that for many of you listening, this will probably be one of the most valuable episodes of this show. And it may not seem so at first listen, but I think as you go on your own journey, you'll maybe start to realize that this is in fact an incredibly valuable episode. So make sure you pay attention, even if it isn't as sexy as some of the other episodes. So what is this episode about? Well, let's start here. Can we all agree that entrepreneurship is a very difficult thing? Can we all agree that regardless of how the media portrays it, regardless of how articles portray it, regardless of all of the top 10 reasons to start your own business articles, it is a very, very difficult thing to do? For many of us, starting a business literally means fighting against our worldview, the thing that we've cultivated for the last 18 years, 20 years, however many years. It means doing the complete opposite of the system that we've grown up in. And that is inherently difficult. Even just the difficult side of starting and making the decision to go and giving it a shot, like that in itself is hard. But even outside of that, the truth is that sometimes you can start something and it can go extremely well and everything can be working well for you. And then overnight, it all comes crashing down. And that's sort of what I'm facing right now. And when that happens, I wish I could explain sort of like the mix of emotions and the just overall fear and stress and anxiety that I'm feeling right now. And I'm not sharing this because, you know, I need encouragement or motivation or, you know, I don't need the tweets saying you can do it or anything like that. I'm sharing this because I know many of you want to start businesses. I know that many of you want to go off on your own and live life on your own terms and be location independent and all of those things. But you have to understand that it's not easy to do that. It is not an easy thing to sit down every day and be completely, completely at fault for everything that happens. If you're not able to pay rent next month, it's your fault. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter who got sick or who died or any of those things. It's your fault. And as I'm sort of dealing with my own hardship, and don't get me wrong, I've had so many hardships over the last 11 months. You know, I'm coming up on one full year of being self-employed, and my one wish, my one goal after I graduated or after I left my job was just to make it a year, to make this a permanent situation, to prove to myself that I could do this. And over the last 11 months, I have built up an income separate from this show. I've built a product. I've launched a product. I've sold to people. I've landed clients. I've delivered on my promises. I've done all of the things that you're supposed to do, and it was going extremely well. And yes, there were drawbacks. There were so many drawbacks. There were a ton of no's. There were people canceling overnight. There were a lot of struggles, but I was able to sort of push through them. And now, as I sit here recording this, I'm sort of in the middle of what seems to be the latest struggle. More specifically, I've lost what accounts for about 80% of my income in the last 72 hours. Part of that is my fault. Actually, all of that is my fault. But it's just like, that is the reality of entrepreneurship. That is what you sign up for when you decide to leave a stable job that pays you a salary in order for the potential upside that comes with building a business. Yes, there is no limit on what I'm able to earn, but that also means that there's no limit on what I'm able to lose. That's the part I think a lot of people forget about. Building a business is not easy. Being self-sufficient is not easy. Creating your own income is not easy. Having a stable job that pays a salary that you don't hate, that is a dream. And if you're wired to enjoy that, then I encourage you to really consider whether or not you want to step away from that and build a business. Now, I want to make it very clear. I am a fan of entrepreneurship. I believe that everyone should try to at least build a side hustle. I really honestly believe that. But I'm sick and tired of people viewing entrepreneurship as this glorious thing that has all of this potential without ever talking about how crappy it can be sometimes. Because you know what? As of today, as of October 3rd, 2016, I'm screwed next month. Now, I want to make it very clear. I'm not in danger. Thankfully, I have people that care about me. Thankfully, I don't have a family that relies on me. And thankfully, I'm in the best position possible to experience this level of failure. But that's the thing that so many of you don't understand, is that this, what I'm experiencing right now, this isn't abnormal. If you're going to start a business, if you're going to go off on your own, this is what you have to be able to deal with. This is what you have to be able to cope with and understand and make it through. This is the reason that people quit, and this is the reason that people fail at their businesses, because this isn't easy. And if it's not easy, most people aren't going to stick it through. It's that simple. So, what was the point of this episode? I guess you could say this episode is sort of a rant. It's almost like a diary. You know, I'm frustrated right now. I'm stressed and I'm anxious and my back is pretty close to the wall. But I'm not super worried because I know that I'm going to be okay. I know that I'm going to come out on the other side and be in a much better position than I ever was. I know that this is my fault and that the only way I can avoid this happening again is to figure out why it happened in the first place and make sure that that problem is fixed. I know that, and I can deal with that, and I'm in a good position to deal with that, but many of you are not, and many of you can't, and that's not to be superior or to make you feel bad or anything like that. I just want you to honestly consider whether or not you're able to have your back up against the wall and hold on to the things that you care about and not have it affect other people and build something even through all of that stress and anxiety and like If you're not able to do that, that's fine. You can build something on the side. My point is, don't quit your job tomorrow if you don't feel like you can deal with this, because this is the reality of entrepreneurship. This is more normal than starting a company and making $1 million. This is what people deal with on a day-to-day basis, and it's why they quit. So I want to leave you with that. Be careful what decisions you make, because it is very real and it is very hard and it is very stressful. And for many people, it can ruin their relationships. But if you are able to accept that, then you have a shot. So with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. I hope that this episode brought you some value. I hope that it at least served as a reminder that this is a difficult thing. And until the next episode, which will be on Wednesday, I want to remind you that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.